Each Tuesday morning at this time, we visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, we have three items to ask you about. Recent articles in the PolitiFact Virginia column by you and your colleagues. First, a claim made by Governor Bob McDonnell that Virginia is home to more veterans per capita than any other state in America. You checked the numbers on that, and what did you find out?
Well, McDonnell said this during a Memorial Day event in Richmond, and it's a statement he's actually made that several times. And we tracked down figures from the Department of Veterans Affairs on the number of veterans in 2010 and compared that to the state's population tallies from the 2010 census. Now, there were 22.7 million veterans at that point nationwide, and Virginia had just over 800,000 veterans, making up just over 10% of the statewide population of about 8 million. But Alaska, Maine, and Montana all topped Virginia in the number of vets per capita. Now, McDonnell's office provided figures for 2011 as far as the number of veterans in the state and the state population estimate. Now, under the governor's tallies, Virginia was third per capita in the number of veterans. The top two were Alaska and Maine. And Jeff Caldwell, a spokesman for the governor, said McDonnell meant to say one of the states with the highest per capita population and simply made a mistake while speaking extemporaneously. So we rate this claim false.
All right. The next two items were claims made by two of the candidates in the Republican primary for the Senate. E.W. Jackson made a claim that in Galveston, Texas, the local authorities there have allowed people to privatize part of their Social Security, and he said people are building wealth. Was that true or not?
Well, back in 1981, municipal employees in Galveston and two neighboring Texas counties voted to withdraw from Social Security and start a system of individual accounts to provide retirement, survivor, and disability benefits. Just a couple years later, the federal government barred any localities from doing the same thing as Galveston. Now, in 1999, the General Accounting Office wrote that the Galveston plan made very conservative investments in bonds and preferred stocks. And the investments are made through private firms that guarantee minimal annual rates of return. Any interest earned on investments is deposited into each worker's account, and employees can put extra money in beyond the required amount. So Galveston does indeed have a privately run retirement plan in lieu of Social Security, but does it build wealth? The designer of the Galveston plan, Rick Gorto, told us the funds must, by contract, increase annually by about 4%. And he also said that during good times, workers have seen returns of 10% or more. Now, it's debatable whether the Galveston plan overall provides a superior alternative to Social Security, but it does build wealth, just as Jackson said, so we rate the claim true.
All right. Now, Delegate Bob Marshall, who's running for that nomination, is a well-known opponent of gay rights, and he said homosexual behavior, quote, cuts your life by about 20 years, unquote. So you track down his facts on that. What'd you find out?
Well, Marshall cited a report published in 1997 by the British Columbia Center for Excellence in HIV and AIDS, which examined the effect of HIV on the mortality of gay and bisexual men in Vancouver from 1987 to 1992. Now, the report says that gay and bisexual men at that time had a life expectancy of 8 to 21 years shorter than all men in that city. But in 2001, the researchers addressed the issue again in order to push back at conservatives who were using the report to argue that gays live an unhealthy lifestyle. The study authors said that if they were to do the research again, they said, quote, the life expectancy of gay and bisexual men would be greatly improved. They noted the deaths from HIV had fallen dramatically since 1996. Now, Julio Montaner, one of the researchers, told PolitiFact Virginia that the original study was done when the HIV epidemic was much worse, but added great strides have been made in treating the disease. Marshall cited other studies finding that various homosexual groups have higher rates of suicide attempts, HIV deaths, and certain types of cancer, but none of those citations proves his assertion that homosexual behavior cuts one's life by 20 years, so we rate the claim false.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.